But man, I can't believe what I heard a couple of days ago. So Davey sent a link to a video that was, I guess, maybe first seen on TikTok. I'm not sure what platform it was shared on first.
I'm not sure how he found this.
Because I haven't seen it anywhere else except for Dave sending it to me. And it seems like this would have gotten a lot more burn. So for years, we've kind of been obsessed with the concept of, you know, which is when an athlete, for whatever reason, has the ultimate verbal pause of repeating, you know, time after time after time in an interview situation or in some sort of setting where they're on camera. And we've been doing this for a long, long time. And we kind of just got it going again here last week because we found out that the Rangers hitting coach, Tim Hyer, was a really good candidate. So we played it on Friday. And Davey found this like on Sunday or something like that, right? When we were texting back
and
forth.
Yeah, it was over the weekend. Yeah.
And I think Davey's text to us all was like, I have no idea what's happening here, but this is amazing. And that's kind of the best way to describe this. And Peter, on TikTok, read us what the thumbnail description of what we're about to hear says.
Lil Gotti talks about the time Silk the Shocker. And C-Murder jumped mystical for seeing Maya behind Silk's back.
I know Silk the Shocker.
Mm-hmm. You know Maya.
I know Mystical. I know Maya. Yeah. I'm not familiar with Lil Gotti.
Okay. Well, he's big enough to where he knows the story of how all this happened.
They were No Limit soldiers. We all probably know that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, for sure. And so, yeah, he's telling this story of relationship gone bad.
I don't know.
Okay. And within it, you're going to hear such a jarring amount of this one phrase. Now, it's a little bit twisted from what we're used to, because the king of all you knows is Dixon Edwards. And I don't even know if we should play Dixon Edwards first. I think we should. All right.
We can play a little bit of it, yeah.
All right. It's short. This is from the 90s. This is Dixon Edwards. He has been known for literally 25 plus years as the king of you knows, untouchable, unbeatable, not even close, based on this.
You know, everybody in the back of their mind, they hope, you know what I'm saying? You know, you always hope, but you know, the first day, that Friday, you know, they had the opportunity and they take advantage of, a lot of those guys, I'm quite sure, I mean, I'm not speaking for everybody else, but I'm speaking for myself, but if a lot of guys would take a lot less, you know, just to be in a comfortable position and,
But you know
sure.
what?
But, it gets to a point,
They can't.
So that's one answer.
Yeah.
The first time I heard that, I thought it was a montage
of
your nose over and over. That's one clip. That's
one
40
clip.
Seconds.
Yeah. 40 some odd seconds, right?
Him? Yeah.
Okay.
And he says it 21 times, I just counted.
Yeah. It's heroic. And so when I heard this, I literally, because when Davey sent it, he didn't even mention, you know, he just said, I don't know what's happening here, but this is amazing. So Peter described what this is some sort of tryst, if in fact that's a word, between these people that he's trying to describe on camera. He is being filmed for this. So this is twofold. One, the you knows. Two, please try to decipher exactly what this guy is talking about. We give you, what's his name?
Lil Gotti.
Here we go. Oh, I got it. Here we go.
It was a crazy story, man. You know, Silk is the baby boy. You know, everybody loved, you know what I'm saying, loved Silk, you know what I'm saying? And she was upset, you know what I'm saying, about a certain situation that happened, you know what I'm saying, with Silk, you know what I'm saying, dealing with a female that Silk was dealing with, you know what I'm saying, dating, you know what I'm saying, at the time, you know, and she was, She was well known, you know what I'm saying? Everybody knew that he was dating Maya at the time. You know what I'm saying? Everybody knew that Silk was dating Maya at the time. He was crazy about Maya. You know what I'm saying? But all it was believed, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? All suspected, you know what I'm saying? That, you know what I'm saying? That, you know, she might have had a crush on Mystical. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That them two, you know what I'm saying? Had some type of, you know what I'm saying? You know, rendezvous, you know? You know what I'm saying? This was
I just want to stop it there and let you know that we're 50 seconds in.
And we've gotten so far, Silk is dating Maya. And Maya has a crush on Mystical. That's what I've gotten from the story so far.
So thank you, David.
You've actually been able to decipher that
kind
from
of,
the
yes.
story so far.
Okay.
It's 4 minutes long.
Yeah, we're not going to play the last minute because the last minute is...
I want to know.
You
want to
know how it ends? Yeah, you want to know how it ends? Okay, so let's continue.
I'm saying that, you know, she might have had a crush on Mystical. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That them two, you know what I'm saying, had some type of... You know what I'm saying? You know,
that's five in 2 seconds.
They had...
Oh, my God!
That's five in 2 seconds.
Spit it out, Gotti.
Mystical, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That them two, you know what I'm saying, had some type of, you know what I'm saying? You know, rendezvous, you know? You know what I'm saying? This was what was suspected. But Silk was hurt about that, you know what I'm saying? And so she didn't like that, you know what I'm saying? So they wound up, you know what I'm saying, coercing, you know what I'm saying, Mike, you know what I'm saying, Mystical to come to the studio, you know what I'm saying? You know, and they wind up, you know what I'm saying, jumping the man. You know, you know what I'm saying? Over there, you know what I'm saying? You know, and that's when you start to see a lot of the decline, you know what I'm saying, of No Limit, you know what I'm saying, and Mike doing things, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, over time, you know what I'm saying, those wounds, you know what I'm saying, they have, you know what I'm saying, hell, you know what I'm saying? Y'all see Mike is all tour, you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, the No Limit reunion tour, you know what I'm saying, Mike is on there heavy, strong, you know what I'm saying, doing it, you know what I'm saying, doing this thing. But that was, you know what I'm saying, that was funny. But, you know what I'm saying, even like with C, man, you know, all the females was crazy about C. I was at home one day, and everybody know, you know what I'm saying, the little mid-city females, you know what I'm saying, they freaks. But I was at I had a couple of them at the house, and Pete came there. Now, this is Pete, you know what I'm saying? So Pete came in there. Now,
Master
Pete. You know, me, you know, you and Miles, I got the top-notch one. You know, she mine. Right? You know what I'm saying? Y'all go in and get the, you know what I'm saying, the scragglers, but they ain't, you know what I'm saying, they ain't looking bad. They ain't beat up. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? They underneath her. You feel me? So Pete come over.
Yeah.
I'm following this so far. I got this.
Are you able to fight past
your
nose?
Yes. Okay, so what's happening? He's talking about the No Limit soldiers back in the late 90s. This was a record company, kind of a rap outfit.
A label.
It's Master P, it's Mystical, Silk the Shocker, C Murder, and then I guess Lil Gotti. I'm not familiar with him.
Yeah.
And he's telling the story of how No Limit fell apart. It's starting with Maya and the tryst she had with Mystical.
Yeah.
Silk the Shocker finds out about it.
Tryst.
They beat him up, and then he's moving on to this other story where Lil Gotti, has a girlfriend at his place. Master P is there, and he's saying she's not
great. She's kind of beat up.
She's okay.
Yeah, right. Okay, I did catch that part, but other than that, I don't know what's happening because I can't get past the. You know what I'm saying, dude? All right, a little bit more.
You feel me? So P come over there, man. Yeah. P come in the house, man. So P says, "Hey, got it." Now, this is crazy, right? This is crazy. So P says, "Hey, guy," he said, "let me get some time with her, because, you know, we had the song, you know what I'm saying, Captain C, when we, you know what I'm saying, we had this friend, you know what I'm saying, we're on Harvest, you know what I'm saying, like, we ain't cuffing nothing, we ain't on Harvest or nothing."
Wait!
No clue
wait,
there.
Wait, what just wait, happened?
Okay, so.
Wait.
So he wants to be with Gotti's girl and says something to him. I don't know what he says.
Okay, let's try to decipher this one.
The soul, you know what I'm saying, Captain C, when we, you know what I'm saying, we had this friend, you know what I'm saying, we're on Harvest, you know what I'm saying, like, we ain't cuffing nothing, we ain't Harvest or nothing.
I heard we had a friend.
We ain't a horse or nothing.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah,
now.
was it nothing. You know what I'm saying? So if it ain't your wife or your main one, boy, you got to pass on. You know what I'm saying? So, P was like, man, let me get a, you know, saying a room with her, right? So I'm like, man, all right, go ahead and do your thing. You pee. You know what I'm saying? You're the general. You pee. So, you know what I'm saying? So he ended up with a man. I'm talking about, man, he ended up for a minute. I'm talking about he spent game, but she ain't Bree, right? She ain't Bree. You know what I'm saying? So I was proud of her. I thought she was gonna Bree.
Right. This is the point where, because on that other, the Dixon Edwards, interview, it was Mike Reiner and Greg Williams back in the day in the 90s interviewing him. I feel like the guy right now is this guy's laughing. The guy that's filming this is like, have a laugh too. Like acting like he knows what's going on. Like, yeah, oh, this is so funny, man. You are like the funniest guy I've ever met. Yes.
Right. She ain't bringing though. So, but look, this is the crazy part. So P come out there, he bad, right? He tell me I gotta send him home. This my house. He said, gotta put him on the bus, send him home. I say, huh? I'm like, what? He said, send him on a bus, put him home, bro.
So now the amazing part is we're into the last 30 seconds, and you know what I'm saying, they kind of stop.
Yeah, it's weird,
really weird
how his brain changes from what appeared to be a speech impediment to just kind of telling the story.
Right.
I don't know what changed. I don't know if it's a different story.
I feel like he's making something up, and when he's trying to come up with a story, he's adding vocal fillers, because I think that's pretty common. But then when he's talking about something he has a better memory with, maybe that's more natural.
Well, it's because you know what he's saying now.
Yeah,
you know. Right. Yeah.
You know.
This part's true.
You know.
But the verbal pause, I mean, this is why this has been a thing for 25 years here on this station/program, is just that. It's the nervous tick.
It's the crutch.
You're not comfortable talking about whatever subject there is, or you're not comfortable on a phone with a radio station or with a camera in your face, and so you fall back to that. You know, that's why it's always been a thing, but this is... Oof.
Put them on, bro. I just sent them on. I had to put the girls on the bus and send them on, bro. I was mad, bro. He get mad, bro. So now nobody can get none because they don't want to give you none. That's cold-blooded, bro. But that was the kernel, though. You know what I'm saying? I had to do it. I double bagged, though. You know what I'm saying? But I had to do it.
Did he double bag? Is that what he just
said?
I think
he explains this in a second. It's double back.
Oh, okay.
Double bang.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on.
I had to double back on that. Like, I had to hop in the truck and go back down there, boom, okay, and get him back. Don't get picked up and come back. I had to do all that.
I wanted him to double bag.
Yeah, I did too. Okay, so that's it. Back. Now, you counted.
Multiple times.
Okay.
I've probably listened to this 6-7 times.
And it's equally amazing every time.
I learn something new each time.
Right. Or you learn less.
Yeah.
One way or the other.
I never did quite. David has done a tremendous job translating.
Yeah.
Because I never really understood what I was listening to or the story. I was really just trying to make sure there was no cussing.
It's a tale about a falling out with friends, pretty much.
In the end,
that's beautiful and lovely. And I have to say, despite all the other problems, it's a miracle there's not a single cuss word in that entire 4 minutes.
I know. Okay, so what do you got? What do you got count-wise for
I counted, on it to the best of my ability, 67 you knows in 4 minutes. That is an average of just under one every 4 seconds.
Okay, now you back it up and take away the last minute.
Okay,
then you're talking about an average that we
just under, like, just under three.
And even
one under every 3 seconds.
And I believe if you take the first 45 seconds of it, which is what is going to be compared to Dixon Edwards, I think we have a winner.
You probably do, especially with the quad in 2 seconds that you played.
Yeah, how do we get a proper sample size? Do we put it at 40 seconds because of Dixon Edwards?
I think so.
And is 4 minutes too long? Do we need to find a longer clip of Dixon Edwards?
You take the best. I mean,
40 seconds.
That was it for Dixon Edwards. Like, he didn't do you knows anymore.
Really?
He didn't. For this guy, though, obviously it's a long cut, but the best is the first 45 to 48 seconds.
You start about 10 seconds in up until anywhere through the next 3 minutes, and you've got gold.
Okay, so let's count here the first 45 seconds, okay, or first 46 seconds. I'll stop it when it's done, but you guys count here. Go.
It was a crazy story, man. You know, Silk is the baby boy. You know, everybody loved, you know what I'm saying, loved Silk, you know what I'm saying. And she was upset, you know what I'm saying, about a certain situation that happened, you know what I'm saying, with Silk, you know what I'm saying, dealing with a female that Silk was dealing with, you know what I'm saying, dating, you know what I'm saying, at the time, you know, she was well known, you know what I'm saying. Everybody knew that he was dating Maya at the time, you know what I'm saying. Everybody knew that Silk was dating Maya at the time. He was crazy about Maya. You know what I'm saying? But all it was believed, you know what I'm saying? Suspected, you know what I'm saying? She might have had a crush on Mystical. You know what I'm saying? That them two, you know what I'm saying, had some type of, you know what I'm saying?
That's 22.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you get 22?
I got to about 25, but I might have.
Okay.
I have 22 written down.
Okay.
And
I got lost a little
21
bit.
21 is what I counted in the Dixon episode.
Yeah, 21 is, I had like 25, but I was only looking for the, you know what I'm saying.
Okay, well, there's a
Not
couple
that
of
you knows. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where it gets tricky.
You know.
Dude, I cannot believe there's a competitor, a legit competitor to Dixon Edwards.
Let's get Gotti on.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Why doesn't Ty want him on? Wow, Ty.
That was a drop.
All right. There you go. There's an example of newfound greatness in, you know.